Welcome, folks, the premium episode of Come Town. Today is Sunday, October 20 fucking something. And we're going through Scott Adams' Twitter.
I'm gay.
We're going through Scott Adams' Twitter feed.
Oh, yeah?
And reading every one of his tweets the next hour.
All right.
Yeah, dude, I was, you know me. You know I was a Dilbert fan from way back. I honestly was.
And now you're a fan of Spielberg.
I used to love Dilbert.
Spielberg.
Excuse me?
Spielberg.
I spill my jizz all over your lips, that's why.
Messy Dilbert. And he's like, yo, I heard that triangle head bitch. She sucks dick.
She sucks good dick.
She sucks dick, dude. It's like, Spielberg, can I see you in my office?
I'm busy jacking off, boss.
Spielberg, you're being really messy in the office.
Wait, the triangle was the boss, though, wasn't he?
He had points,
but there's the bitch had a triangle.
She had a triangle.
She was Elaine, basically.
Yeah, her name.
They basically stole Elaine from Seinfeld.
Yeah, except they called her Triangle Bitch.
That was her name on Dilbert?
In Dilbert. He's like, Triangle Bitch, do you know what's wrong with the copy machine? I think maybe your pussy juice.
I put my pussy juice on it, boss.
I think some of your pussy juice got in the wires.
I hate that when that happens, dude. When I used to work in an office and pussy juice got in the wires.
What the fuck is this? Hey, Triangle Bitch, you get your pussy juice in the wires? Next week on Spielberg.
I used to watch the show, too. There was a Dilbert show.
Yeah, I remember that. That was the golden era of animated sitcoms. I don't know, because The Simpsons has been around for a while, but it was like 98, 99. There was Family Guy, Mission Hill, Home Movies, The Dilbert Show, Futurama.
Oh, of course.
Yeah. Cartoons for discerning adult men.
Yeah.
That's right. And I don't like your fucking tone when you say that.
What are you talking about, dude? I watched Rick and Morty, bro.
Yeah, but you
can't. You're
exactly.
I can't hate on that.
Exactly.
And guess
your
what?
Your tone wasn't pretty that of a show. Guy hating. No, Rick and Morty's good.
Rick and Morty's a great show. When did it start that people were made fun of it?
It's just the thing that happens.
The culture.
It's the fans.
Oh,
it's kind of like this show.
It's like
this is a great. Really good show.
No, this is a bad show, but really cool fans.
Yeah. No, this is the rare both bad show and
How
bad
about,
fans.
Dick and Squirty.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
And Dick's like, I'm a penis, Morty.
I'm penis.
Dick. I'm a fucking penis.
No, he'd be penis Dick.
Oh yeah.
I'm penis Dick.
I'm penis Dick.
Dick third, yeah. And Squirty has to try and tell him.
Penis Dick, I can't stop squirting.
my pussy's really wet.
I'm a
penis
pussy
Dick.
Squirting all the time. Penis Dick. I was watching Rick and Morty.
That's
yesterday.
A much better
it's a great show.
Oh, geez, the penis Dick.
Penis Dick.
My pussy squirting.
I'm squirting everywhere, penis Dick.
I'm penis Dick.
He makes a noise or something?
I don't know. I've actually only seen two episodes of that show.
I've seen most of them.
The first season was pretty funny, what I saw of it.
Yeah, no, it's good.
And it's got a lot of heart, too.
But now it's bad...
No, not really.
Yeah, it does.
In the words of famous socialist... Socialtino intellectual. It's now a bad thing for bad people.
That's so... Come
it's
on.
It's true.
Yeah. Really?
The show... Yeah.
That sucks.
Rick and Morty?
No, I have to stop.
It used to be... It used to be the full... I think... I'm paraphrasing now, but who gives a fuck? Is that it's it was a secret, private thing.
Oh,
that
my God.
Me and my friends knew about it, but now it's a bad thing for bad people.
No.
Yeah. I hate when
it used to be special
Dan Harmon got commercial. You know?
Yep.
Imagine cruising into like your mid-30s still being like, oh, the Offspring isn't underground anymore.
Yeah.
And fucking, I used to love going to Quicksilver, PacSun, but now it's for posers.
Now posers.
Now posers.
Quicksilver. Dude, that'd be so awesome if I was,
I was the only person.
Quicksilver
I was
right
like
now.
One of the few people.
That'd be a sick look. Dude.
That might be my new look.
I was
dude.
One of the few people ordering the McRib at McDonald's, and then other people found out about it. And now it's for fascists. It used to be for cool, secret communists like me that are smarter than everybody else, and that's why we like Rick and Morty, a cartoon for stoned 13-year-olds.
You know what you know what I fuck with in terms of Dan Harmon? I don't know how I know this. I think I just found it on the internet somewhere, but he said that sometimes he can If he's thinking of a redhead with big tits, he can just bust without even jacking off. Like, what? He can bust hands free? Yeah, he said that. He's on record as saying that.
Wow.
I think. I might just be completely making this up, but
I'm pretty sure that guy, Dan Harmon.
I think Dan Harmon, he said somewhere, because he has a podcast too. I don't know how I found, this is on the internet years ago. And I was like, I saw that and I was like, that's a man after my own heart. Because
a redhead with big tits.
Though I can't do it hands free, redheads with big tits really do have a hold a certain sway over my genitalia.
If you're out, if you don't have any cell phone service, you're in the woods, no internet.
I think that's
that's what you would use.
My sixth grade biology teacher was a redhead with big fake tits. Right. And boy, did I jack off to her much.
Scott Adams quote tweeting a Kamala Harris video. And he says, why does Harris always look like she's barely holding back an orgasm?
Okay. First of all, Scott, that is a straw man.
Thank you. I like to imagine, someone went to fucking debate class.
Yeah, okay. Isn't that what his whole thing is? That he's like logical or something?
I don't know. I think he's just a fucking weird guy.
Sits at the computer, pants completely off, writes a tweet like that, and his dick is maybe it's going, it goes out to here.
Nick he's doing like about three inches, I would say.
I think it's a normal.
That's like 2.5. That's below 3.
I guess I can't see your
thumb.
I think
it's about 6 or 7.
Yeah, your thumb was in closer than I thought.
Yeah, it's pretty small.
So it's out there, but fully hard.
Hard, yeah.
I think he has a hot wife.
Imagine like
he's
a dowel.
He's rich. He's probably just some mad rich.
He fires one off about like Kamala like that, and then he does this motion from the tip of his tongue right across the top.
Yeah.
Just busts.
He's flipping a page.
Yeah.
Oh, that's academic stuff.
Just kind of, he kind of does like a tech deck ollie on the tip.
On the tip of his cock.
On the tip of his dick.
But first he licks his fingers.
Yeah.
Tech deck ollie, comes shooting out.
That degree of sexualization and fantasy about Scott Adams is basically the same level as this tweet.
Yeah. It would be nice to suck Scott Adams' cock.
Why does Scott Adams always look like he has his pants down and I'm licking and sucking on his ass?
Cock. I'm blowing into his ass like a balloon.
Anyone ever wonder why this guy...
Why has he got that face?
Why does he look like I've got two fingers in his ass?
In his ass and two balls in my mouth.
and I'm tonguing his dick hole like I'm trying to get the last morsel of Fun Dip out of the packet.
Why does he always look like that?
Why does he look like that?
He really does be looking like that all the time.
He always looks like that. He always looks like I'm begging him to fuck my ass on all fours.
Mm-hmm.
And he's looking at me. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, why are you looking like that? Mm-hmm. That's how he looks.
It's funny because there's Scott Adams and then there's Scott, Adams' boyfriend, who's a different guy.
Yeah, that's a different guy.
Yeah, there's two Scott Adams.
Scott Adams and Scott Adams' boyfriend.
Yeah, that's good punctuation. That's proper punctuation. People are always mixing that up, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he puts an exclamation point in your ass, too.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. Yeah. A dick is a lot like an exclamation point, because you got the balls or the circle at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
Then you got the dick part.
Yeah.
Mine's more of like a Spanish.
Yeah, but you got...
Spanish.
Mine's kind of a Spanish question mark.
The upside down?
Yeah, the balls are on the top.
Balls are on top and it's curved.
On the bottom and it's bent.
So when you fuck a woman, you're putting the balls in her pussy.
Yeah, and I go...
From the top of your cock.
Como esta? Señorita.
The cat is disrespecting Adam, knowing he's allergic.
I've got a bent dick.
Adam, what would you say your cock is?
And my balls are above my penis.
My penis?
Yeah. I got a bent dick and my balls are on top.
No, it's smooth. I got a bent dick. Ba-na-na-na-na-na. And my balls are above my penis.
Okay, I'll wait for you. I'll wait for you to pull it up.
Yeah, you know this.
And in the meantime, Adam, what picture? Oh, I see, yes. I get it now.
That's a bent dick.
Yeah, there you go. And my balls are above my penis.
Well, I hear you whisper. That's good, man.
Thanks.
I stuff my balls inside your hole.
I got a bent dick, and my balls are above my penis.
I was in the Jersey Turnpike, and I went to take a piss, and that Nickelback song Rockstar was playing, and it's been stuck in my head for like a fucking month now.
What's that? How's it go?
Where we are, I want to be a big rock star. A lot of Nickelback's lyrics, I've noticed this now, after listening to them. Huge fan for years. Is he just says things that like fit together.
That's awesome.
They don't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like they're close. It's close, but it's like there's like a dissonance to it.
Yeah, it just has to. He's just fucking making shit up, dude.
Yeah,
you just gotta fucking get through the song.
He's like, it's not like you to say sorry. I was waiting on a different story.
It's not like you to suck my dick.
Yeah,
I'd really like to get my dick sucked.
Now my dick is curved, my balls are on top of my motherfucking bad ass penis.
My balls are on top of my fucking penis.
I've been watching nonstop Beetlejuice videos.
Oh, yeah.
Like the little retarded black guy?
Yeah, it's the best that I had a...
It'd be nice to have Beetlejuice on the show, but Adam would try to be funny and just be mean to Beetlejuice.
I wouldn't be mean to Beetlejuice. No way.
He would be mean to Beetlejuice.
No, that's not how you do it.
I would say
how you do it.
I would say nothing because I would be intimidated.
I would be interviewing him.
You got to do it like Howard, where you tell Beet that he's like a big star and that he's...
See, that's...
You're nice to
him. You would do it wrong because you think you're Howard.
I would love to be.
Exactly.
You really
would
think you're Howard.
You would say stuff mean. You would try to walk the line the way Howard does. You seen the
one
where...
Well, I don't like the mean Howard stuff. I like the where the straight interviewer.
This is what I mean. Because
you feel
like you're covered in Teflon. You're like,
you have the same nose.
I don't like the mean stuff. And then he would be on here and you'd be like...
No, I don't like... And just fucking bully it. I don't like any of the Baba Booey... I don't like the...
You did say some mean shit to Bam, I think.
Yeah, you were incredibly...
You were probably the meanest one.
I
wasn't being mean. I asked him if he wanted to...
No, you were like...
To his wife.
Bernie.
He said something to his wife.
No, he was talking about his wife's pussy. I was like... And then I kind of stood up for her a little bit.
I don't think... This is so funny how you remember things.
Yeah.
I don't believe you stood up for her.
He was like, yeah, she's got like three piercings down
I remember
there.
You said something and her face was like... She felt hurt.
No, I was like, your wife?
It might have played well in the
I think
pod,
I just
but
said
I remember
your
her
wife.
Face was like she was dejected after
I was
you
not
said.
Disrespectful.
But anyways, the reason we can't have Beetlejuice on the show is because you would be mean.
Dude, where does he live? Does he live
and
in
I was
York?
Also.
I think he lives in Atlanta now, but I have no idea.
No, I think Jersey.
Have you seen the video? They found out that like if you just hold something to his head and pretend you're on the phone, he thinks it's a phone. So they're like, Beetlejuice, girl, we got Carmen Electra here. You want to talk? She wants to suck your dick. And they hold like a whisk up to his.
I don't want to talk to her.
Dude, the video.
I probably could.
The one where Obama calls in to talk to him. It says he's going to beat his ass.
He's like, I'll beat your ass.
Yeah, this is now the Howard
remembering
Stern.
Howard.
This is, you're listening to Howard Stern.
Yeah, too. I don't like any of the whack pack, any of the funny parts. I like the SiriusXM, serious interviews,
when didn't he
with serious
Hillary
people.
Clinton.
Hillary Clinton, that's the stuff that I'm into.
I probably could. Yeah, no, I am Hillary Clinton. Oh, you're Hillary Clinton, beat? I probably am.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yeah, he just responds. It's so funny watching him process things because it doesn't really. He responds in the way like a parrot would. Kind of.
But it sounds
like he has command of language.
It
but
sounds
it's like
conversational.
Yeah, yeah, right. Exactly.
It sounds like he's having a conversation, but
it's like talking to like a Billy Big Mouth.
Dude, I did not really listen to Howard Stern. The most exposure I had to Howard Stern was beating off to the E.
Yeah,
version where you could when see the blurred out because
that shit was on network television. I remember that.
It would
come on at 2 a.m. and I'd be
2
like,
a.m. I'd be like,
finally they're throwing scraps.
Yeah.
Cable gods are
that
throwing
was
scraps
big
out.
For us.
That was huge because my grandma would live in Greece half the year and with us half the year.
Uh-huh.
And when that bitch was gone, dude, summertime she was in Greece. and I her room had the cable. That was my jack off den.
That's respect. Given
there's
her
only
cable.
One room that had cable. How does cable work?
No, satellite.
You need a cable box.
There was two boxes. One was my grandma's. One was in the living room.
Yeah, yeah. Uh-huh. And you licked your grandma's box.
No, I did not. Yeah. I would jack off to my.
I had an idea.
Box.
I had a rough idea for a movie.
Thank you very much. If
any of you want to write this out, and make $1 million, it's about a guy.
Okay.
Who you know we know like in middle school his father killed himself. Right?
Okay.
But he's in college now, and he's been dating his college girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
The whole time they're in college, it's the fall semester, the senior year, the college girlfriend, she's been depressed all summer, and then in the first semester, she kills herself.
Oh, no.
Devastates him. He has to go home, and he's, you know, with his mom, and he's, like, sort of, you know, he's, like, having an early 20s existential crisis.
Mm-hmm.
Realizes that, you know, all attraction is just based on, like, your an inversion or a negation or... an affirmation of your trauma or whatever, and that there is no real attraction or whatever.
Wow.
And then he starts fucking his mom.
Okay.
Okay.
It's called, taboo.
It's called The Hole at Home.
Hole at Home.
Yeah. And it's Ethan Hawke as the young man.
As the
and
the
he
mom.
Also plays the mom.
Oh, wow.
Wow. He so does like a clumps.
How about this? No. How about this? John Travolta's the young man, and he plays the mom from Hairspray.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he fucks, you know, her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We could go. I'm just saying a different direction.
And then half of it we just edit.
We de-age Travolta like the Irishman.
And we edit in the middle of Varsity Blues into the middle of the movie. So,
okay.
So that it fits, so the time works.
Okay, yeah, because we need to fill up a little time.
Yeah, so it's 10 minutes up front, the college stuff,
yeah.
Varsity Blues, and then we cut to the Ethan Hawke fucking himself as his own mom.
Well, yeah, again,
you
think,
make a million
I think de-aged,
off that.
I think D.H. Travolta fucking and him as a woman is in a fat suit.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, well, we do that's Travolta part of it because the movie's 6.5 hours long.
Oh,
so
okay.
It goes from Varsity Blues
yeah.
mm-hmm. to D.H. Travolta in The Italian Man by Martin Scorsese.
Okay, all right.
The sequel.
The Italy Man.
Yeah. Okay.
And he's, you know, it's the same movie.
Okay.
But this time he's in a homosexual relationship with Action Jackson.
Who's that? The YouTube movie review kid?
No, that's Lights Camera
who
Jackson.
Who am I thinking of? The fat guy that put in the movie that everyone was upset about.
Bo Deedle?
No, the fat, like...
Oh, the guy in a fat track.
Yeah, Luscious Jackson, the guy that works at the morgue.
No, oh, Action Bronson.
Action Bronson. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Luscious Bronson.
Luscious Jackson.
Action Jackson.
Yeah.
That's my drag name is Luscious Bronson, and it's a Charles Bronson, but... dressed like Luscious Jackson.
That's awesome.
Like in like a pleather mini skirt.
Yeah, but it looks exactly like Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson, but like a Rachel haircut with that's like awesome. Tips and a pleather mini skirt.
And his balls are hanging out.
Fishnet sleeves, very 1999 type of bitch.
That's awesome.
I gotta say,
I'm like, ooh, with my naked eye, I saw all the falling rain coming down. Ooh, with my naked eye, I saw it.
That's
the
good.
Falling rain coming down.
That's awesome,
that's
dude.
Pretty good.
Thanks.
I just realized.
Ooh,
but,
with my naked eye.
It's not that.
What did you realize?
But Travolta is maybe one of the only actors that never leaned into his like Italianness
what
in
the
like
fuck
kind of a gimmicky
are you
way.
Talking about? what the fuck
one of the
was
dumbest
his biggest?
People
in
the world.
I kind of
have
first movie.
What are you talking about?
Grease. Oh, my God.
Never mind. I forgot about Saturday Night Fever. Never mind. All right, bad take. I said it wasn't going to be that good.
Oh, this is good.
It's a terrible take, Adam.
I'm getting horny.
Well, I guess it's that Italians don't really ride with him.
Because he's gay and he's a Scientologist.
He's a gay guy.
And what you mean is he didn't do any mafia movies.
Yeah, but then I just realized he did the...
Gotti.
Like Sean Gotti movie. So I'm totally right.
It was too late, though.
Yeah.
I don't know this song.
You don't?
If the lady sounds hot, I would fuck her.
It's a classic.
I like,
well, then let's pull up the Luscious,
what's her name?
I like
Luscious
when it's
Jackson bitches, so you can see what the.
Oh, her name is Luscious Jackson. That lady.
Well, the band is Luscious.
That's
Jackson.
Actually my dick's name, also. Luscious Jackson.
Yeah, Jill Cunniff. So
that's my dick's name.
Which is English pussy.
Kanye.
Yeah. May I have some cunnif from you, bitch?
Yeah.
May I have a little bit of cunnif?
My sweet bitch slut.
Interesting.
Cunnif plays bass, sings lead vocals.
Interesting.
And,
you know.
What does this bitch look like, dude?
Come not on. That good.
Well, they're old now. You got to go back to the.
The heyday? Even then.
1990.
I feel like these are some attainable type of bitches right here. I'll put it that way.
No. Uh-oh. I'm busted alert. Okay.
I love you. I feel like these are, they are, but you know what? Good for them. They sound hot.
Yeah.
They could sing to my cock while they suck it off.
I never know what you're going to go for.
Me?
Sometimes I'd be like, look at this 5,000-pound woman with one arm.
Dude.
And a flipper, and you're like, she's cute, dude.
Not sometimes.
I'll suck on the flipper.
If the flipper's cute enough. Yeah, you know, listen, I'm a man of interesting sexual desires.
Yeah.
I can, you know, I dip in and out.
Yeah, you know what? I think what you're, she has, like, Twitter lib face. And that's my...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's not. She's fine, I guess.
She's got, like, you know.
She was a loving
partner. And resist in the bio.
She
face.
Definitely does. Mm-hmm. She could even flirt with
but that's,
her face.
That's
now,
who
hold on.
Got
we got
the
a
best
different
pussy.
Jill Cunniff here.
Let me see.
Mrs. Elementary School teacher who's won a couple of awards for good pussy.
Let me see.
And now I'm just like directing people to some Twitter.
Yeah, don't say what her Twitter is, but
I mean it's pretty easy probably.
Yeah.
I don't know that. There's a lot of it's hard. Mm. What about Vivian Trimble? Maybe she's in the band. Her little picture looks hotter.
Yeah, what were we looking
at? Oh, now we have people also search for Debbie Harry. Now there's someone I would fuck. Mm. Shouts out to Blondie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my dick gets small.
The Bananarama women. That's who I always picture when I think of Luscious Jackson.
Bananarama?
Yeah.
I always confuse Bananarama with Ace of Base.
That's also a thing that you can confuse.
What was Bananarama's big hit?
Cruel Summer.
That's right. That feels like it should be an Ace of Base song.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's an overlap there for sure.
But I will fuck Bananarama.
Mm-hmm.
I got a banana that can
ram. I mean,
ram
you can. This is just all of Bushwick.
That is true.
That's just every
I think
woman
I have
I
fucked
see.
A couple of girls yeah, that look right. like that, actually. Okay, my dick is small.
Okay, I'm a fag.
Okay, I'll fuck you. I got a banana that can fucking ram. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know I got a banana saying? You can cram into your...
ass up.
Amma? Mamma?
You're...
Fuck.
You're
I came back from Phoenix with a little fucking head cold.
Mm-hmm. Make sure you get Adam sick and not me.
You got
why?
It.
Hey, did you get corona tested?
I did.
What'd they say? No?
They said no, baby.
Damn.
At first I thought I had corona every time, but now I think just traveling constantly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just and I think
you're probably
are
just
getting
worn down.
Sick.
I mean,
completely worn down, dude.
People probably have a cold always, all the time. That's the one thing I've learned about. Through this pandemic is that you're constantly sick always.
Mm-hmm.
And it's whether or not you're fucking weak.
Right.
The weakness.
And air travel has weakened me.
I mean, you're not sleeping. You're in fucking, it's like recycled air all the time.
Yeah.
You know?
My fucking sleep schedule is fucked up.
People understand, man. It's hard to be a comedian, dude.
Yeah, it's hard.
It is. It's one of the most difficult professions.
Imagine being a businessman, but then you have to eat fucking King Kong nachos and fried pickles every day.
You have to eat bullshit. You have to stay up till 4 a.m. getting fucked up, getting pussy.
You have to, take a bunch of pills.
You have to raw dog a stranger and eat pills to make your dick hard.
Make your dick hard to fuck somebody that's like smiling at you while you're fucking them.
Yeah, that's tough on the Constitution.
Yeah, really tough.
That's not how the human body was meant to operate, but yet here, kind of like astronauts, we do shit that's unnatural.
Yeah, it's like if you're out at space long enough, like your bone density will start to break down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's exactly.
Yeah.
And we
It'd
go through
cool
similar trials and tribulations.
An astronaut.
To bring people laughter.
Yeah. With a small dick.
Which is maybe
and
more
you're
important.
Fucking women, you're like, it's because I was in space. Lack of gravity, it make, you know,
the gravity shrink
your
my
dick,
cock.
Your dick ain't got any weight pulling down on it. And so it starts to retreat back into your body. So, but let me tell you, before I went into space, which I did to save lives, by the way.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You ever seen the movie Armageddon?
Yeah.
I was on that ship.
I blew up that damn
It was based
asteroid.
On my ship, but we actually survived.
Star Trek, bitch.
Did they survive in Armageddon? I didn't see it.
Yeah, of course. The one they don't is Deep Impact. Mm. The Mujahideen have fucked me.
Mujahideen have fucked my ass.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Which, by the way, rest in peace, Colin Powell.
Coronavirus has fucked me in my ass.
The coronavirus has fucked my ass.
I'm Colin Powell.
Is it every black... It's coming for every black Republican, right? Mm-hmm. It got Herman Cain.
Yeah.
Alan Keyes is
next.
Well,
that's the two. That's the two groups that don't believe in coronavirus.
I'm sure Colin Powell got vaccinated.
Colin Powell was fully vaccinated.
For sure.
But I'm just saying, in general, black Republican.
Now
that
Twitter's
is the Venn diagram.
Twitter's all the Jeff Tiedrick types are like, great, now we have to explain to the dumbest motherfuckers in the fucking ass fucking world ass.
What was his job before?
I've turned the corner on that guy. Now I really like
him. I like him now that there's no Trump, but what was his job before?
Nothing.
Yelling at Trump.
I think he was one of those people that guesses your weight at 6'5".
He looks awesome. That's what you're going to look like when you're old.
Oh, my God.
You
Jesus
already
Christ.
Look like
I kind
that.
Of already look like
Oh, let's
that.
See your facial scar.
No, it's not a scar yet. It's,
oh, yeah.
The side of my face was completely...
I don't have my glasses on. I can't see.
Okay.
Yeah. Adam finally did something cool with his head.
Yeah.
After years of getting gay-ass earrings and Yankees fitteds, he finally got a fucking cool facial scar.
Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a second scar, actually.
No, because you're going to ruin it. You're going to get a matching scar on the other side.
That would be
somehow
lame.
Figure out the only
is
way.
Is it going to scar?
I would get Kano style over the eye, the coolest scar.
You can't pull that off
the
cool, at all.
The bounty
you
hunter's,
cannot pull
the bounty
that
hunter's
off.
Scar. Yeah.
That's the thing. Like, if you were to,
it would look like you got raped
if
by
you were
Kano.
If you were to,
and he gave you the scar, ironically.
You know what is? You know what is like the Batman hero we need sort of thing.
Yeah.
If you found the guy that looked on the, you could walk around Manhattan. And you find a guy that looks dejected, but it's got to be deep. It's got to be something where he's just dissatisfied with
lost
his life.
Lost his will to live.
Doesn't feels like a fucking loser.
Yeah.
And you take a fucking 8-inch like hunting knife, mm-hmm. and you lay a track down his fucking face through his eyeball. Across his cheek, and then that's it. You leave mm-hmm. him alone after that. You maybe take use of his eye, but you give him a deep fucking scar across his face. You will save that man's life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because he now, first of all, unlimited pussy for the forever.
Of course.
Forever.
Absolutely.
Forever.
Yeah. How'd you get that scar?
Yeah. You know what I was thinking about the other day?
And
then if you were in jail,
Doug.
People are like,
Doug,
what,
yeah,
what are you in here for? And you're like, I saw a guy that was pretty depressed, so I fucking sliced his face open and gave him a cool
facial scar. Doug got
scar.
That scar being a hero, though.
A fucking hero.
Stopping
dude.
A rape.
He saved a lady from getting raped. And the
and then
thing
that
is,
dumb
he,
bitch got married. It's like, you can
I know.
Get out here.
Yeah,
getting,
that's what I was going to say. He was already married,
first
I think.
Of all.
Doug Smith.
First of all, the woman.
Very funny, by the way.
The woman from the train owes you pussy.
Owes you pussy. The pussy you saved.
That's yours. Now,
you get a little piece.
That's yours now.
If just, you stop a bank from getting, if you find a guy's wallet,
yeah,
mm-hmm, right, and you
Doug,
return it,
you get
20. $20. Yeah.
That's the rule.
That's the fucking rule.
That's the rule.
If I were Doug,
that dumb bitch, dude. Now I'm pissed. Just thinking about this unraped girl.
Thanks to Doug.
Thanks to Doug,
who was married.
Yeah.
Who was married? Who wouldn't even need
a
the
cool
pussy.
Scar?
Yeah.
And you stopped a rape. That guy would have fucked 1
you know,
million
this is
times.
Fucked up. This is fucked up because I do like Doug, but how funny would it be if him and his wife were out and some guy like started raping his wife on the subway platform and he didn't do anything?
He's like, he's looking at his phone.
Yeah, he's like, twice?
Again?
Come on.
Yeah, he probably.
Fooled me once. Yeah.
That's probably what he would probably not do anything if I had to guess.
Yeah, I'm sure.
He'd probably sit it out.
Absolutely, yeah.
No, very funny guy. Cool guy, too. I like Doug a lot.
Really nice
Doug
guy.
Doug rules, but yeah, what a waste to be married.
But sometimes.
To get a cool scar.
You know, this isn't about, it's about the hypotheticals.
It's about what would be funny.
What would be funny.
Which we can all agree,
yeah.
That would be funny.
It would be funny.
Okay, my dick is small. Okay, I love you. Oh, a mashup.
Ooh, that is good.
That synced up perfectly.
Yeah, I was thinking about, you know, how like, because like people will bitch, they'll be like, well, women can have sex whenever they want. You know,
right.
Like guys that don't fuck. And it's like. Now, in the grand scheme of things, men can have sex whenever they want.
Mm-hmm. Throughout history.
Yeah. It's
and,
just.
And in the animal kingdom.
You are afraid of going to jail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You should teach. You should do like a pickup artist seminar where that's your point of view.
Yeah.
Where you should
train like for jail.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get your Cosby on. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was watching.
Yeah, I want to fuck. Yeah, you couldn't do a scar. I could pull off a scar.
Over the eye?
For sure.
I don't know. You would have too many things going on.
You'd think that, but I'm...
You're already approaching like when somebody's like gone like a little too crazy and create a skater.
No, my friend.
The creative wrestler. Like, what if he's got blue skin also?
I had no tooth. The tooth is back. I got a lot of leeway.
Now you need an extra...
I got a lot of leeway.
You can agree that the only one of us that could pull off a facial scar is me.
Yeah, but it would be hollow.
No, I mean,
you would look, but the look would be right. But it would there's something would be off. It wouldn't be an earned scar.
No, what you could do is the Gucci Man ice cream tattoo.
I could absolutely get an ice cream fucking cone.
You know what? You know what you need to do, because he has got three, right? It's a three scoop ice cream.
I believe so.
You got to get one with four
scoops. I got to be the guy with the most scoops on his face. Yeah, yeah.
For the four skins. The four men.
Skins. The R&B group.
The four
the
skins.
Four skin.
That is the group of.
My dick is complete.
My dick is uncut. I'm not gonna get my shit snipped in dumb.
It's
bitch.
Filled with cheese.
Pull back my foreskin. There's a little bit of cheese in there.
You're disgusting.
No, I'm not you fucking.
I got ice cream on my face. The ice cream represents. My foreskin somehow.
I've said this before. Mm-hmm. The Foreskins is a rotating band of me and three other uncircumcised men. Mm-hmm.
The lying fake news New York Times just came in with their
and
take.
Rotating band in the same, you mean like a rotisserie chicken?
No. It could be Eldis.
Like a cake display at a diner.
It could be Eldis. Oh. Like a traditional one is Eldis. And my two brothers and me, or eldest, one of my brother George and Nick, Pete and me, or we have fucking, you know, George is uncirced. Random people you wouldn't expect are uncirced. Mm-hmm. Will, he's eligible for
Maniker's
the
has got a
he's foreskin. Eligible for the foreskins
because he's adopted,
right? But his dick is untouched.
Yeah, I guess his parents bought him a little too late.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be the Oscar Schindler.
It'd be funny to be. Adam's
can't be on the force.
Adam's
gonna,
getting them circumcised.
Yeah. I was gonna say that's exactly Adam when his wife is like, let's have a kid, and then he can't obviously because he's got a pussy. So he's
got a
pussy.
I can't.
Adam's like Buck Angel.
Yeah. except not strong.
Yeah.
I'm like a weaker.
But
Buck
biologically,
angel.
You're Buck Angel.
More like 50 cents angel. Mm-hmm. More like
that's right.
25 cents. Nickel angel.
Angel.
Nickel angel. Nickel angelo.
Nickel angelo.
That's you. You're Nickel angelo.
Yeah.
You're a weak man with a pussy.
They have to adopt, and he's like, "Well, we can save money by getting a 6-year-old." And then, but then he has to be Jewish, so they get the 6-year-old circumcised.
Right. Yeah. We have a
why
bris.
Are we going to the doctor?
No, we have a full bris. We get a rabbi to do it. It's in front of the whole family.
The little kid is just there fully.
Yeah, he's 11.
He's blinking and shit. He's
his voice is dropped already.
He's got a couple pubes.
he's basically a man at this point.
Well, doesn't that have to happen if you convert? You got to get your shit snipped.
I had a neighbor who was Mexican, who cheated on his wife and converted, reform, conservative, and then Orthodox.
Damn.
And he got three.
What do you mean he got three?
The first time they took the foreskin, and the second time they had to, apparently he said he had to get a little bit of blood drawn.
Oh, so they after
get a little, slice.
So every time you convert,
cock.
You got to like.
Apparently,
poke your
this
cock?
Is what he claims he had to do.
Do they slice it off, or do they just make it bleed?
I think they just... I don't think they slice off a little...
They slice off a little fucking deli. They got a deli meat slicer and they set it to the thinnest.
Slice it thin.
They have it to the thinnest setting.
It's please thin.
Oh, that would be brutal.
I remember
dude.
Just like... Do you ever like wait behind an old person at the deli counter that's like, it's not thin enough? I want 0.25 pounds. The thinnest you got. No. This isn't...
Got.
And you're not packing it flat enough.
Yeah.
I do hate a sloppy pack. When they just like toss the fucking the deli meat in there and crumple it up and stuff.
Yeah, that's horrible. I gotta say, my Key Foods, a little overpriced, but the pack is
it's a flat pack.
Flat pack,
it's
brother.
It's very nice.
Flat pants.
Yeah, I was watching Sopranos the other day. Mm-hmm. I watched the episode where Livia dies. I forgot the funniest detail from that episode. They're at the wake at the house afterwards, and Furio and Paulie are talking.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, "So they got this." I don't know. I'm doing it like Tony Montana. He's like, "They have this show, Survivor," mm-hmm. and he said, "And the winner he get $1 million." So why don't we go to find where he live? And we take a gun and we say, survive this. And Paul is like, yeah, we could totally find out where they live.
That's a great fucking... I don't even remember that. That's
yeah,
a good
I totally
one.
Forgot about... I totally forgot about that.
That would be a good scam, dude.
Yeah, just run up on the winner of Survivor every season.
How many fucking episodes? There's been like 40
seasons.
It's
probably still on TV.
People love that show still, bro.
Really?
It's a beautiful fall day out.
It is really nice. Yesterday, fall started finally in New York City.
I was in fucking Phoenix. It was hot as shit. I was pissed off.
Phoenix.
I was in Phoenix. Going to Phoenix, Arizona. Get my dick sucked by God's mouth.
Phoenix, Arizona, all the way to Tacoma, Philadelphia, Atlanta. I'm gay.
Mm-hmm. I'm gay, yeah.
Come on and suck on a man's dick.
I'ma suck on a penis.
I'ma suck on a penis. Have you ever been to Phoenix, Adam?
Let's end the episode now.
I would, dude. How many start doing 35-minute apps.
35 minutes,
are we
35? Now we're fucking.
You guys basically got a Simpsons episode plus 13.
That's right.
And no one complained when Simpsons was 22 minutes.
Dick and Squirty? Remember how good that was, guys?
Yeah. Dick and Squirty?
Play that back a couple
times.
Play
it back.
You know what I sat and watched by myself?
I'm Penis Rick. I'm Penis Dick.
I'm Penis Dick.
Kept rewatching and laughing as a Family Guy bit about the Asian trick cereal.
The what?
When they were in like Chinatown or whatever, and they had like a commercial for Trix cereal, but it's Asian, so it's a bunch of Asian kids at the breakfast table.
Mm-hmm.
And they're eating Trix, and the rabbit comes, and they're all Chinese. The rabbit's eyes are Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And they're like, "Siri rabbit, Trix are for kids." And then the rabbit's like, "You shall," and then beats the fuck out of them with karate. You remember that?
No, I don't remember that.
One of the people forget how fucking funny Family Guy
was a great show.
Yeah, dude. Remember? Like, I remember what you caught it on DVD, and then there was like a groundswell. The people's voice was heard, and we were like, "We got to get this back."
They probably made a lot of money off of those.
Silly rabbit, twitch awful kid.
You shall. Whoa, he fucking snapped that kid's neck.
He snaps the kid's neck and then he runs away.
That's actually, Family Guy really was kind of our foremothers.
Yeah, well, basically everything retarded.
What if the Trix rabbit was Chinese?
Trix is part of this good nutritious breakfast.
This is a commercial where what the fuck? Look what they did to the Trix rabbit.
Whoa.
Is that real? Yeah.
They de-sexied it like Lola Bunny.
Yeah, you can't even see his cock anymore.
You can't see his huge,
his beautiful
dick anymore.
Fucking print. His awesome thick print.
Yeah, that's what.
Come
on,
with a little
on,
pink
man.
Tip,
dude. It's gone crazy.
Brittany Murphy has died.
Media and paparazzi surrounded the home that she shared with her husband Simon Monjack.
Yo, that fat guy was up to some good.
Yo, homie, I'm not supposed to say anything, but you have nothing to worry about. You're in. Me and Carlton got in? Well, not exactly. I mean, you're cool and all, but Carlton, well, he's not exactly our type. What do you mean, not our type? Well, Carlton is not like you and me. You know what I'm saying? No, I don't know what you're saying. Will...
What do you mean, Will?
Carlton doesn't exactly exemplify what I think a Phi Beta Gamma is. Oh, and what is that? Well, it's not Ralph Lauren shirts and wingtip shoes in corporate America.
Mm-hmm.
We don't need a brother like him in this fraternity. Huh? Man, he is exactly what you need in this fraternity. Carlton has been a straight A student since preschool. He gives you 150% every time. Look,
that's right.
Will, I realize he's your cousin and you have to defend him. But this discussion is closed. All right.
This kind of shit makes me glad I didn't go to college. You know, if I had to defend Carlton,
You're right.
From some hotep guy.
Of course.
And I'd be like, look, this really isn't my place. But I'd have to do it.
Yeah, of course.
I mean, that's, I don't really
that's
know.
That's family.
I don't really know what happens at college. But I imagine I'd be put into that situation.
Yeah. For sure.
Well, you have a fraternity boy.
That's right.
Yeah.
I was in one of the gayest fraternities.
You guys haze pretty hard,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. From they what all I sucked understand. Your cock.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's not scary. You
no,
get your dick
it made
up.
Me really scared because mm-hmm. I was gay.
Oh, because you were gay.
It turned me gay.
Oh, it turned.
And now I'm gay forever.
They turned you out.
And I still mm-hmm. pretend to like mm-hmm. pussy, but.
You
ever
got
since,
raped. In.
Remember the
ever since
bagging,
I got raped.
The teabagging video, the kid that got teabagged, and his mom went on the fucking news to say that he got
that
teabagged.
That was awesome.
Most embarrassing mom of all time.
I shut my kid off, and this is what I got back. He's a completely different kid.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like he was completely
he's
ruined.
Like, and they cut to him, and he's like oversized yellow hoodie and like yeah, askew backwards baseball cap, being like, they put their balls in my mouth.
And my mom made me say this on the news.
Yeah, yeah.
I got back a completely different kid.
And you know that mom sucks.
Oh,
dick.
Horrible, dude.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean.
Oh, you mean she sucks dick? Is that what you said?
She probably sucks a me dick. She's got the haircut.
She seems horrible, like a bad person.
I'm sure she's a piece of shit.
Yeah. She's got the Joann's Fabric haircut?
The Joann's Fabric.
Yeah, yeah.
He's got yeah.
The Joann.
You know that bitch got a Joann.
Yeah. I think I told this story before.
Just Joann sucking your dick with like a million bangles on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Cling, 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 cling. It sounds like you're trying to get the genie out of the bottle with your cock.
I think I told this story before, but our youth group, your Greek Orthodox basketball team, there were these two twins that came from straight from Greece. And they were really good at basketball. Mm-hmm. And there was, like, this one fucking loser. There's a couple of rich kids, and one of them was, like, a complete fucking loser. And he tried to, like, befriend them by just buying them shit or whatever, you know, mm-hmm. like that mm-hmm. rich kid, a classic rich
yeah.
kid.
Yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And so he would, like, hang out with them. And
that's
what
I do now.
Yeah.
I've always, you guys leave, and I have all these people that come over here, and I give them champagne and stuff.
Yeah, just having caviar and shit.
Yeah,
yeah. They're just
that would be so funny if you're, like, if you're doing the Great Gatsby.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about your life.
We had travel. We would go on these travel tournaments, and you would just go to different churches. They would host tournaments, and it was fun. You go to hotels, there'd be like a party mm-hmm. afterwards. And, you know, you would room, like, obviously, they're not if each kid gets their own hotel room. You would, like, split it with, like, two yeah. or three guys. And so he was in their room, and those guys, like, so they would, like, haze him, like, constantly.
The rich kid?
The rich kid, yeah, yeah. The nice. Fucking, the Greek kids, the fresh off the boat motherfuckers would. And we did, you know, it would like, accelerate every day. Like, you remember the ultimate push-up? You guys ever do that? Where it's like someone's you like hold a guy's head back,
yeah,
and you
yeah.
have to tell him you have to do a push up, and they're like pushing up with their neck, and then you like take your hand off. You cover their eyes with your hand and push back against their head, so they have to like come up really
and then
forcefully.
It goes into somebody's ass,
and then you have yeah, somebody's yeah. ass. So classic. You know, we would do classics like that. I rub my balls on a guy's toothbrush. Some, you know, that's some fun mm-hmm. stuff there. Mm-hmm. And then these guys, so we would all like laugh at breakfast about it, right? Like yeah. the next day, like, ah, we got it, you know, whatever. And then one day these guys.
We did that. There was a kid, a mentally retarded kid, and I replaced his pills with watch batteries.
Yeah.
And
he died. Yeah, that's a good bit, dude.
Yeah, that was a good prank.
Well, so we would all.
My pills taste weird today. Also, it's 3:17 p.m.
Oh,
exactly.
Wow, the battery's making me a clock.
Yeah.
So everyone's like.
The battery's making be a clock.
So everyone's like fucking going around like telling the stories and everyone's laughing. And then these guys are like, yo, last night we put our dick in his mouth. And we're like, what? You put your dick
it's
in his
too
mouth?
Far. Yeah. I think you told this story.
I did. Yeah, I said I think I told far. It. But it's a great story because they're, oh, man. And they were just like laughing. Mm. We're like, damn, bro.
European.
You straight up had gay sex with this guy. Oh, that guy sucks. The guy who got raped sucks, to be clear.
Yeah.
The guys are cool, the Greek dude. I mean, even though that was they were over the line there, I'll have to say. But
look, you got to separate art from artist.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Those guys bad.
That was Annie Hall.
Raping mm-hmm. somebody? Good.
No. It's the opposite Annie Hall.
Oh.
their art form is bad. Their art was bad. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like what are the later Woody Allens that are bad?
Phone Booth.
Yeah.
Right.
What did he do?
Made in Manhattan.
Right.
Yeah.
Elizabethtown.
Uh huh. What's that movie?
How to Lose a Guy in 7 days.
That was pretty good, honestly.
Failure to Launch. He did that, right? That was him.
Yeah.
With Terry Bradshaw and Sarah Jessica Parker. Anyway, that's one of my favorite stories. I loved my.
Childhood. I'm gonna have a little like a little bourbon on the rocks and watch 10 Things I Hate About You.
Do it, man.
It's that kind of fall afternoon.
Fuck it.
Make a hot toddy and watch 10 Things I Hate About You.
Dude, a hot toddy.
Have a spiked cider.
A couple of Vicodins.
Oh,
cigarette.
That'd be really nice.
You lost me with a cig, but everything else I'm in. Only because I have but you know what? You make that a pipe and now I'm back in.
Mm-hmm.
Something smoky, something oaky.
You're going to get into a pipe?
I'm just saying that vibe you just laid out, hot toddy, Vicodin, and a fucking pipe.
You should get a pipe, dude. We should have Pipe Tuesdays.
We should do that pipe in the fucking cabin, dude.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about plans for the cabin. I got a couple.
You know we're doing a pork shoulder again.
We're doing a big fat pork shoulder.
You know, because this time, there was something fucked up with that oven at the last place.
Yeah.
It was nice, but it was
the
old.
The broiler, it had
the
a broiler separate
overheated.
Broiler.
Yeah, I can't
bring it.
The Instant Pot is actually okay. It hit pork shoulder.
No, it's got to be break. It's got to be crispy.
We got to have the house smell it like it.
I don't want, I like cubes of meat. I don't like shredded.
Well, then you know what we should get is, did they have a Dutch oven there?
I'm not sure.
Let's cook it in the Dutch oven this time.
The
Will brought a Dutch oven last time.
The kitchen
that motherfucker
nice.
Made that bolognese that one.
It
sucked
nice.
My cock. He's
it
so
was
good.
Nice. I can't. I'm excited to go back to that little town. That's our little town.
Are we going back to the same town?
Yeah.
Same town, different house.
Nice. We might have to drive separate. I don't have enough room in my car.
Yeah, we'll drive separate.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
That's also, fine.
I want to take my car up, actually, because I don't want to do alternate side. I don't want to leave it.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're leaving your car. Me and Sava are driving.
I will be. Yeah,
maybe we all take our own cars.
Well,
Sava has a garage.
Yeah, but what the fuck? I like to drive my car.
Yeah, it's nice driving around, and then we can all race up there.
I'd love to race.
I'd fuck you guys up.
Remember Nick's bit about honking the horn and shouting, "I need pussy at houses in the middle of the woods." It was beautiful.
I don't remember.
Pussy. I need pussy.
I don't remember that.
Do you
but
have a
it,
bit
it,
like
sound,
that?
It sounds tonally like.
What was
work.
It? What was the bit? Adam?
I'm just. I think it was just.
No,
it was like
you know, when we have 5 days in the woods together, and then everything's a bit.
Oh! Yeah. When we were in the. Oh,
when
whoa.
We were in the car, and
I
Nick's
thought you meant
honking.
He had a bit that he wrote a bit about. But
no,
yeah, I remember
no,
that.
No. Yeah, when we were driving around,
we were yeah, that was a great
honking
bit.
The horn,
we
shouting at houses.
We were doing that. Give us some pussy. I need pussy. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was fun, dude. I'm thinking we get into gambling this time. Heavy gambling. Thousands of dollars. Just the three of us.
We were already
you guys played back.
You were on Robinhood, and I was on fucking Binance.
I know. You were doing crypto.
Yeah.
Do you guys play backgammon?
I'll bring backgammon.
You know, I used to play backgammon all the time when I was a kid.
Let's play backgammon.
I play
in the cabin.
I love playing it.
Let's do it.
I have a very nice set.
We'll do fucking dollar game, $5 games.
I love that. There's a gambling aspect to it where you can roll the dice.
The dice are huge in backgammon.
There's that big dice with like the multipliers on it.
Can you send me the Airbnb link?
Yeah, sure.
I will.
So I can send the...
I also got to email the...
this is all on the podcast.
Yeah, who cares?
Yeah, who cares?
Fuck, dude.
I don't understand what the multiplier is, though. I don't...
I think it's how you bet on it.
Oh, you can double the bet.
Yeah, but like it goes up to like... 64
Dude, I can't believe it's been a year. And normally that would make me be like, fuck, it's a year and I've done nothing.
I'm happy about it.
But, you know, that's... You then. But it's also like, it's been a decade and I've done maybe like three things.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Yeah, what's a year?
At this point.
Yeah.
Years ain't shit. It's pretty fucking... That is kind of depressing, actually. That a year,
yeah, now that I think about
now
it.
Now that I think about it, it actually sucks. That just to accomplish one thing, it takes a year.
I started saying that and realized immediately that I was lying to myself.
Yeah.
I'm like, you know, I actually feel pretty... Oh, God. Nope.
No, it's fucking gay.
No, I'm a fucking faggot.
The year used to be so long.
And now I'm fat also.
Yeah.
I lost my beard and I'm fat.
No, you look good, man.
No, you look good.
You're trimmed up. You got a little
Nick's
haircut.
Nick's looking handsome these days for the listener.
I'm going back to being handsome.
Yeah.
That's he's good, done, man. You're reclaiming it.
Ugly.
You're done cosplaying as an ugly person.
I was not ugly. I just had a huge beard.
You looked fucked up and weird.
I looked cool.
No, you didn't.
I looked cool, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude, that beard was fucking horrific.
No, it was great.
It was cool, but you looked bad.
No, I looked good.
And you can do both. As is a testament to my whole style.
Yeah, but see, all of your shit works together.
It's true.
Stav, you know what? You should get a belly button ring with a dangly.
I've been thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. With a dangly.
You should actually should start wearing eyeliner, and you should get goblin ears. Like bigger earlobes.
Nah, that's a little too much, man.
You need dangly, giant earlobes and eyeliner.
Dangly belly
eyeliner.
Button ring with like a miniature genie lamp on the bottom.
You should get gold circles, you know, like around your nipples and then going up the middle of your chest.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
like whatever
cool.
Time, like glued on gold jewelry.
I really did want to fuck girls that had that little dangly thing when we were in like high school.
I still do.
Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. There's a girl I really wanted to fuck that had that.
Yeah, because you knew she was bad.
She was just like, she kind of looked like she was on her, I think she was like part Middle Eastern or something.
And you're
going
mustache now too. I noticed that.
I've been a mustache guy.
Have you? I brought it back. I brought the pencil back.
Yeah, I let my shit grow every couple of weeks, and then I give it a little trim.
Yeah. Well, you got it. This is the hard part, is shaving this part here.
Yeah.
And it really does make a difference.
Absolutely.
If you get rid of that, and you got the over-the-lip pencil, it's a sharp look.
It's a sharp look, 100%.
Yeah.
Fuck,
again,
dude.
This is brought to you by Bespoke Post, the gayest subscription masculinity service. I used to hate when I was on Instagram. I fucking hated those ads.
Mm-hmm.
That company more than anything.
Yeah,
they send you like you pay $50 a month to get like a jigger.
Yeah, you get like things
a compass
and like a copy.
$7.
Yeah, just like a leather bound copy of like Hemingway's short story.
Right.
To read at 28 years old. I'm into reading now. A fucking pocket watch.
You know what? I am into reading now.
Yeah, I started reading again.
Now you're copying me.
No,
I was reading first.
I started before you.
No chance.
I read Huckleberry Finn. I never read it. I know it's for kids. But I feel like it's...
Mark Twain's great, dude.
It's really good.
Yeah, you know what's...
It might be one of the only books that I've LOL'd.
You know who I have the confidence to say is great that people don't like is Dickens.
Really?
Dickens is great.
Oh, you have the confidence to say Dickens is good.
I have
the
confidence.
Really went there, dude.
I do. And because you deal with this kind of
no. If you had just said Dickens was great, I'd be like, okay, cool. But you have the confidence.
You have
to
deal
say
with
great.
This to be a part of the Dickens.
That's
community,
what happens. At,
you have to deal with this.
That's what happens.
I don't care anymore.
And Nick's rich.
I have the best of Dick. I have the worst of Dick.
Yeah, that's some good Dick.
That's me on Dick pills and without Dick pills.
Dude, that book is awesome.
I'm sure
the whole
it's
moral
good.
Of the thing is like you think bitches be on some shit, but really they're trash.
Yeah,
and it's all about the homies.
Any moral where
no,
the
it's not.
Whores
he,
are
he
fucking bad.
He sacrifices himself and for pussy. No pussy. For
no,
no
pussy.
Pussy.
Yeah,
no,
but then
he sacrifices himself for a bitch that he's in love with, but he looks exactly like her man's, and her man's was supposed to get executed, and he does it as a gesture of love for her.
What?
But he gets no pussy.
What?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. I was thinking of Great Expectations.
No, that's
Tale of Two Cities.
That's Tale of Two Cities.
That's
it's
what
hard
the fuck
break.
Happens in that book?
Yeah, that's yeah, what yeah, happens.
Yeah, yeah. What the
yeah.
fuck?
Yeah.
You know Great Expectations, how that book ends, right?
No.
So the book starts off and the little boy, like, he's just playing around his house and some, like, fucking Scottish prisoner, some, like, groundskeeper Willie dude, like, walks by with shackles on. And he's like, have you lockpick? And mm-hmm. the little boy, like, gives him, like, something out of the shed, and he, like, takes the shackles off. And then it's, like, you know, him growing up. And then he, like, ends up wandering onto some like dilapidated estate, and there's this old creepy old woman that lives there with this young girl, and the old woman's like mean to the boy, but he also at the same time like through the old woman has this like I guess executor or lawyer or whatever that like handles the estate that also tells the little boy like there's a mysterious benefactor who's like giving you like money to learn how to be like proper, so he gets like clothes and he thinks that it's the old woman like turning him into like a man that's worthy of this young girl so that she can, like, right the wrongs of her own life. Or, you know, because, like, a man left her, so she's making him a proper woman. And then he'll eventually get pussy from the young girl.
Of course.
Doesn't happen. Turns out she is just a bitch that hates men and was, like, manipulating this little boy the entire time.
Wow.
And teaching the woman to be, you know, manipulative and kind. And it was just, like, the Scottish convict, like, went and made a shit ton of money and was, like, sending money to the boy who freed him.
Wow.
So it's like, it's about the fellas.
So it was free money?
Yeah.
And but the bitch told him there were stipulations?
The bitch was not giving him money at all.
Wow. No, he got it from the convict.
It was from the convict.
Yeah.
I
remember reading Tilt though in high school.
That convict's a good guy.
And being heartbroken.
I remember getting at the end and being like, hell yeah.
Yeah, that guy rocks.
Because you think it's a movie about a book about a cuck.
Right.
Because it feels like that, which it is.
A guy trying to get pussy so much.
The moral of the story is that fellas look out for each other.
And you know what? He gave him so much stuff. He could have bought cool clothes. Yeah. Could have bought, guns. And he could have bought pussy.
You ever read
And he wouldn't have had to do any of this.
You ever read
he wouldn't have had to fucking jump through.
And he wouldn't have had to learn any lessons.
No, he could have bought pussy and gotten fucked up.
Yeah.
That would have been such a much better life.
They didn't have, like, Ferraris or nightclubs back then.
Yeah, yeah, what would you
they
spend
didn't have bottle
on?
Service.
Nothing. You would just have money. You have, like, gold and shit.
Gold, all right.
No, you got a castle.
You could dress cool. You could probably get a carriage.
You ever read Of Human
Bondage? A sick horse?
A couple sick horses.
Of Human Bondage?
No.
It's a book about a cock also.
I saw my kind of cup of tea.
I know. It's a very annoying book.
I hate shit like that. I like shit that's like... I read a book about... the fuck did I just read? Fuck, what was it called? I read this book. I was going through a thread of... I asked people for book recommendations like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
And I went through the thread and picked stuff with a cool... like if anybody posted a picture and the cover was cool,
like had a bitch on it.
So I read this book called Hyperion.
Yeah,
it's pretty good.
It's about the bridge in Los Angeles.
No, it's about like some fucking monster that like it was the first. It was two books. The first one was interesting, and then it's all about time travel and shit. And it was kind of got fucking confusing. But
you should read Huck Finn, dude. It's mad fun.
No, I'm reading.
It's really good.
I'm reading A Confederacy of Dunces.
Dude, that's the only other book that I've LOL'd
It's fucking at. Hilarious.
It's the funniest book of all
that
time.
That book fucking rules, dude.
Dude, you should play that role. Dude.
I know. I saw the picture of the guy. I was like,
is the role. Well, there's like I'm not sure.
But he's too big. He's like,
I'm not sure if this is
huge.
True, but apparently every time they've tried to make a movie. Actors died.
John Candy was going to do it.
Yeah, it was John Candy.
John Candy would have been perfect.
That's still think the funniest name of all time.
John,
it really
a
is.
A fat guy named Jonathan Candy.
That is awesome.
Yeah.
Very Dickensian, right?
Yeah. Mm. What's that called? Nominative determinative?
Something like that. Yeah.
Where I should change my name to Stavros Gets Pussy.
Yeah.
And you guys should both be Adam and Nick Sucks Dick.
Adam is respected.
No. Mm-hmm. Adam and
Adam
Nick Sucks Dick.
Adam
you guys are brothers. We both share that name. The Sucks Dick Boys.
We're the Sucks Dick Boys. We solve mysteries.
Adam and Nick, the Sucks Dick Boys. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you solve mysteries. You just suck everyone's dick for clues.
You know the Sucks Dick Boys.
Encyclopedia Gay.
Encyclopedia Homosexual.
Encyclopedia Downs, and he's like, somebody took the cookies from a cookie jar. Who did it? And at the end of the book,
me.
He's like, it was me.
Wow.
The entire
town. It was
town
an inside job.
All lives in the mind of the retard.
Oh, it's like that movie.
Identity.
Oh, I was thinking Pelican Bay or whatever the fuck.
Pelican Brief.
No. Something Bay.
No, there's a TV show. Where
No. It's a Scorsese movie.
You're thinking of Quantico.
With Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah.
Quantico.
No, what the fuck is that called?
NCIS Miami.
Fuck, dude. He's on an island, Shutter Island.
Norman said one time, he's like, NCIS, what's that, CSI for black people?
That's a good one. Good on Norman for that one.
Yeah, that one was
shout
good.
Shout out to Norman.
Fuck. I gotta take some fuck. I can't wait.
I don't know if I've said this yet, but you know what would be great? A little bit of Vicodin, spiked cider.
Yeah, yes.
Watching 10 Things I Hate.
Dude,
about
a hot
you.
Cider with a little whiskey in that
a
bitch.
Mulled cider.
Ooh, Maron.
And then just for That's the afternoon, nice like a Swedish girlfriend in ski lodge clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. The
She's like, I'm going back to the hotel room. And mm-hmm. I'm like, it's my apartment, bitch.
Yep.
There's nowhere to go back to.
This is it.
You're
this
a figment of my imagination. Don't pick a fucking fight with me. You don't even exist.
Not even getting your dick sucked. I'm
hallucinated from lack of sleep. I'm hallucinating.
I've been on pills for 6 days in a row. Mm-hmm. Podcasting.
I hope the podcast era ends soon. All of them, not just this one, but I mean, especially this one, but all of them.
I don't think.